everyone. Welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Lee Auer, Director of Bands for Newark City Schools. Beautiful day today, mostly sunny skies, going to hit right around 55 degrees. Clear tonight, low near 33, and then for Friday, for Thursday, sunny with a high near 66. And I know, Joel, you said I didn't even notice it, but a frost advisory, goes up tonight?
It's supposed to be down to 33, so it's kind of tap dancing around. Mm-hmm. There was frost out here a little bit this morning, so I think it's just the clear skies and radiational cooling.
Well,
put that in your pipe and smoke it.
That's all right. I'll pass. Thank you very much.
You know what? I'm looking forward to today's show because my experience, band people, sharp, logical, funny. Not to set the table hard for you.
That's some pressure. That's some pressure.
Well, here, I'll start him up with a toughie. Kraft macaroni and cheese, they're coming out with three new flavors. Barbecue, jalapeno, what was the other one?
Ranch.
Oh. What are we doing?
I just want regular cheese.
Boom. Yeah. See? That's what everybody wants.
Yeah.
Just mac and cheese me.
And three guys who look like they know what they're talking about when it comes to eating, you would think you'd want to listen to us.
I would think so.
So
they're trying to grow market share, I guess.
Get a hold of us. We'll get you straight. Hey, this cold weather.
Yeah.
Talk about this when you got the kids out there in the band. How tough it? Now, the both of you played instruments. My son was in a band for a number of years, and he would say it can be a little bit tough. I mean, is it challenging when you get those cold mornings?
Yeah, later in the season, you know, marching band season, when we're outside late October, it's like, okay, how do we get the instruments to sound in tune for that 8-minute performance for the judges? Because there's many strategies we employ, and tell them if you're, we always say if you're talking, you're getting out of tune. So we just have them blow air all the time and get the instruments warm.
Well, it's not like you can tucking under your armpit.
No.
Those tuba players.
Well, I don't think you want to do that anyway.
That's exactly who I want to avoid. That is exactly who we avoid, the tuba players.
But it does, I mean, it can make it a little bit challenging, correct?
It's a huge challenge. But luckily, I mean, we've had pretty mild falls, especially on the performance days. The rain is the real big problem sometimes. And we had a washout one weekend last year.
Drain the spit valve.
Oh, gosh. Everything just dripping. It was pretty
bad. I used to feel bad for the kid when he'd come home from a Friday night football game. I'm like, how fun was that, Junior? Not so much, Dad.
Wet dog smell is bad. Wet band member smell, worse.
Worse. So what is worse, if you had to say, is it the oppressive heat or is it when it's cold out, if you had to pick?
The cold's worse just because it does more damage. Like, we can prepare for the heat mentally.
Yeah.
The cold, you know, it's whatever. We'll put up with it. You know, it's fine.
Yeah.
We'll be fine either way. We'll tolerate it.
A lot of great things happening with the Newark marching band and the bands, and we'll get into all that. But first off, the big thing, and we've talked about it here on the station, and boy, I'll tell you what, the Reese Foundation, Reese family has stepped up, made a wonderful donation for you folks to get a beautiful practice field. I mean, Lee, talk about that when somebody came to you and said, hey, we have this idea.
Well, yeah, and it started as I saw their donors to support a new baseball and softball field at Newark City Schools, and I talked to Jeff Quackenbush, and I asked, I was like, hey, how do we get this for our band? And that was the first step and among many, and fast forward to the support from Sarah Wallace and the Reese Family Foundation and Luella Reese and all the other great support we've had from throughout the community. It took off. I thought, within 5 years, this might happen. And it turned around, and within 6 months from project start to end, we were like, okay, this is happening. We just need to figure out when and where and make all the details of it, which is pretty extreme. I mean, and Sarah Wallace, I mean, if you don't know Sarah, one of the nicest, friendliest people with so many resources at her side, that she wanted to help our kids right off the bat the second I was able to pitch the idea to her about making this happen for our students.
And we'll talk about who it's going to be named after. I don't think, we've all talked about it, everybody knows. But kind of take us through where it's going to be. Remind folks where that area is for the marching band. And how big a field is this going to be?
Right. We currently practice. It's the northeast corner of the high school campus, right alongside some people's peaceful backyards that are not so peaceful on certain days of the year. But we're going to put our field right there. And once the project seemed likely to happen, everyone's like, hey, this might not be secure enough, so we need to move it. And Lou Reese stepped up and said, we'll build new tennis courts for tennis to move from Newark High School campus to the Evans Athletic Complex. And we're going to put the field along between King Avenue and the Ox Gym at Newark High School. So where those outdoor tennis courts and the basketball court is right now and some of the parking lot will all go away. and they're going to put our field right there. And because it's on the high school campus now, we're going to share it with lacrosse and football and soccer around our schedule, of course. So we're really lucky to have that priority with the field, too.
So a 100-yard football field?
Full field. Yeah, full field. And Mrs. Wallace wanted our logo on the center. So I was like, absolutely. We're very happy to have that. Seeing a 30-foot size logo of your program on that field is going to be pretty special. We're really excited for that.
Curious as to how many friends in the Lee Hour world have called and said, hey, we need some help with that. You lucky dog.
I think people are just like, what? This is happening? And our field was, it's fine. We have a dedicated practice area, but like the divots were getting so low in some spots. Kids are rolling ankles, twisting feet, whatever they're doing.
Not
falling,
to mention
tripping.
Stuck braces. I remember band camp braces, and you know, you get that pothole, that low spot, that high spot or whatever. I mean, it's lip in brace, and you're like, ain't pull it off.
It
happens. Not common, but it happens.
We were an all-brass marching band.
Oh, that's wild.
So, yeah, the woodwinds, you know, the clarinets, the flutes and all them, they're all playing brass. I mean, it was serious, and we marched 100.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there was a lot of owls on the uneven practice field. So, young me is very jealous of now you.
Oh, we're very lucky.
Yeah,
we recognize that. I don't know of a band in the state that has its own dedicated practice field that's going to be field turf, like equal to what our football field is going to be, is currently, I should say. We're so lucky with White Field alone, and we're just like, hey, this is great to get a few nights a year at White Field. We get our night under the lights, and it's just a lot of fun experience. People honk as they drive by, but now it's like, oh, we are going to have our own. Sure, we'll still use a stadium periodically, but we are so lucky to have this. I'm so thankful for all the people who helped make it happen.
And again, I know you've got the freshmen that come aboard, but boy, for those kids who started as freshmen, and now they get to see this and be able to be a part. You know, we always joke with our family. Seems like every time we go somewhere, they build new schools, and then our boys are gone. Well, you know, obviously it's tough for the seniors this year not to be able. But I bet that junior sophomore class, they are just, let's go get this thing rolling.
Yeah, and we always try to like, hey, you're excited. But also, it's going to be a little hotter because that turf definitely absorbs the heat. Yeah. So mentally preparing for that, trying to make sure everyone has sizable water bottles. But like, hey, temper your excitement. But you're allowed to be excited. We were talking last night, our band staff, we just want to fast forward the next 3 months to get to where we're on that field, because it's going to be a whole change, like a new era for the Newark band, which is pretty exciting.
I wonder too, Lee, I mean, when you talk about, you know, the pressures of performance, and I mean, you're competitive and you want to do well in front of your home crowd and all that, but the football team in Newark is kind of coming on.
Yeah.
And I mean, I imagine the crowds are kind of coming on. So
we had a lot of fun this year.
Does that add to kind of, I mean, excitement and pressure?
Not really, honestly, with the pressure. Like, it's nice having the bigger audiences throughout the season. And, you know, they're there for the football team. There's parents of the cheerleaders and the ROTC and the band and the players. So there's so many parents there. And it's a lot of fun to perform for that. But a lot of times it's like, hey, this is it. We're going to focus on this one part of the show, make it really great for this audience. Then we'll make it even better tomorrow for the judges and more band audiences. And that's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
And we have a great time supporting the team at their home games, and it's just fun to have a winning team, and just the kids have a blast in the stands playing, cheering them on, and you know, some of our directors are really excited about the stand tunes, and the kids get excited about those. I'm like, okay, then it's time to focus, competition time, then back to let's have some fun in the stands, and good balance of fun and play there.
Awesome.
You talk about remembering the history and all that. Randall Lamb, the field's going to be named after him. And I saw the video where he was told this is what was going to be taking place. That had to be pretty special for you folks to be a part of that.
Yeah, we were. Sarah called me when we got the drawings back and said, hey, we have the drawings of Randall Lamb Field for the computer drawings, and let's go surprise him. He was out of town that night visiting grandkids, so I said, he's coming in Monday. Let's surprise him at rehearsal. He's coming in to listen to the band, get some feedback before we had a large group. And so I went down and got Jeff Quackenbush and said, hey, do you want to come down for this? Sure. And a couple of Mr. Lamb's old coworkers were in the building that day, Miss Diana Whiteman and Kathy Carpenter, our longtime accompanist at Newark High School, and they all came in, and and he was talking to the band. He had no idea. And getting Sarah to seeing her hand him the paper and look at what it was, it was a really special moment. And hearing Jeff Quackenbush talk about his parents were band boosters when he was very young, and he was only around basketball because of his parents being band boosters and selling programs, and of course being 6'8", he said, helped being a great basketball player. So it was a really special moment, though, and Mr. Lamb is just one of the kindest people, and I think that's what people remember most about him. I mean, the bands were phenomenal, but they remember how kind he was, especially in 28 years of doing a high-stress job, and the pressure you've built for yourself over 28 years, I think, added a lot to that,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm. You feel that weight of having to kind of keep that momentum going from what he started, but you know, he pretty much perfected it there.
Yeah, it's a good pressure.
Yeah.
Going to state every year since it's happened and since 1980, that's some pressure, but our kids work so hard and our staff plans so well, and we work really hard with the kids, and we have the attitude that let's get as much as humanly possible done before school starts, because once school starts, their attention's divided, understandably. Like, they have the academic weight and then chores on top of like not having the free time they were having before. We just get as much done early as possible and focus our rehearsals. It's not just, oh, let's go run the show. Very focused, and it helps a lot. And you know, it's not just marching band that we do. I mean, that's the most public thing throughout the year, from our jazz ensemble to solo ensemble to everything we do the other 9 months of the year. But everything it does focus on getting ready for marching band, because it is the most public thing for any music aspect at Newark High School or Newark City Schools.
Oh, sure. So how much of that tradition, I mean, because, you know, you got to stay kind of modern, kind of contemporary for the young people, and things change, music changes. But how much of that traditional overlay is there?
That's a great question. Some of it is we learned a few years back, right around the pandemic, that we needed to change how we were approaching our shows. We were trying to come up with completely original ideas on our own. And that was, sometimes it worked, sometimes it was okay. Pandemic hit, let's reassess everything. And then we started like focusing in on some ideas that we really liked. And sometimes our music that we play for the marching band is completely unknown to the world. And sometimes it is, oh my gosh, I know that song, or I recognize that song. And that's my goal, is to have something that someone recognizes at minimum and can walk away humming or whistling. And the kids have a moment of like, oh, that was the show with this thing. Yeah. This past season, we featured a recorder quartet, and like the recorders you play in elementary school. And it was like a soprano, alto, tenor, and bass recorder. And the judges and the other, oh, you're the band with the recorders. And having that is like, and it really, when it was really good, that's like, we don't want to be remembered the band that had the recorders that wasn't very good. Yeah. The band that had the recorders, and that was really cool.
But being memorable.
Yes.
I mean, that's something that a lot of people, I mean, they lose in marketing and promotion and those kinds of things. I mean, there's bad memorable,
yes,
and good memorable.
Yes.
But being memorable, at least you've got a notch up. You've got, mm-hmm, a leg up when your people can point you out and go, oh, that's, you guys,
yes,
did that.
Yes. And that's, I judge. We can't judge like our own school when we are adjudicating. But when I judge, it's like, what do I remember from all these groups? And as I'm comparing, like, was that the best band of the night? Well, maybe, you know, and then, mm-hmm, just go on through that process as you compare groups to each other. And it's difficult. It's rewarding, but it's difficult. And we're excited about this year's show. We have some cool ideas. The kids don't know all of it yet. And they know what we're playing. But they, like, when they get excited about stuff I'm not expecting, it's like, oh, we hit a nerve in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents, if the kids like it, the parents will follow.
Oh, yeah.
And that's important, too. Like, we're not the type of band that's going to play 1970s hits of Earth, Wind, and Fire, as much as I would love to do that. That's not what competition marching band is now.
And stay at the YMCA.
Now, I think every band in the Central Ohio area knows the Doobie Brothers, Long Train Go. So I
thought, oh, yeah.
I mean, believe me, that ought to tell you what I know. Thank you, Southwest
Not
Lakey School.
Not memorable.
No, they were good. It was just like every show. So. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Lee Auer. He is the director of bands for Newark City Schools. Beautiful day today, mostly sunny skies. High right around 55, clear tonight, low near 33. And then for Thursday, continued sunny skies with a high near 66. Now, Lee, we say director of bands, Newark City Schools. Does that mean you have your hands in all of them? Maybe kind of talk a little bit about, because again, as you mentioned, you know, the marching band is out front. That's what everybody sees and knows, and they know you from there. But do you have your hands in all these different bands?
It's a varying level of involvement. I would love to be like in every single classroom every single day. That's not feasible or realistic, but I rely on a great staff. Tyler King is our Liberty Middle School band director. Paul Renzi is at Wilson Middle School, and Kevin Rupert is at Heritage Middle School. And all three of these guys, I went to school with Tyler, and Kevin and Paul have come on the last couple of years, and young teachers who work really hard. And those two also help with our marching band. And just having allies and friends I can trust and not have to worry about something getting done. But when something is coordinated across all four buildings and across all four the bands within the program, it's up to me to make sure a lot of that's getting done. And you know, there's autonomy that's needed building to building. And but our big push in the last 4 years has been trying to make sure everyone's doing the same thing the same way, counting rhythms the same way, reading beginning things the same way. And the district supported us. We've done for years a Head Start band camp, and it was started by Miss Whiteman when she was at Liberty Middle School for a really long time. And finally, we got it to where the whole district's doing it together. So all incoming sixth graders starting their band instrument will get an hour a day for a week leading up to the first week of school this coming fall. And we're really excited about that. And it's been a huge benefit to those kids. They start a leg up. And, you know, you don't want to start too early. You don't want to do too much time, just enough to make them, oh, I know some. I can do a little bit more on my own. And that's a huge help to have those guys working as hard as they do. And, you know, we do combine things. We support each other as much as possible. And it's a lot of fun to be part of the team that we have.
Oh, sure. I mean, if you can get them, I mean, I can't tell you how many football coach, any coach I've talked to, Quackenbush, I mean, they'll tell you, hey, the Peewees, the Bantams, they all want them learning those same plays and learning what they do, because it just makes it easier for them as they get to the high school. This is a big year, 50th anniversary for the Invitational.
Yeah.
That's an important time.
It's about 53 or 54 years since it first started, but there's been a few cancellations. You know, before the field turf, it was not always going to happen if there was a all rain week and then a muddy field. They just couldn't have it. 50th annual New York Marching Band Invitational, October 18th. We're really excited. Our show has turned into a destination for a lot of the bigger Central Ohio bands, from Grove City to Pickerington Central to Worthington Kilbourne, to the Dublins, you name them. We've rotated through a lot of them. And the AA bands are fantastic. And we welcome our neighbors like Licking Heights and Licking Valley every year. And these bands just beat up on each other. And what's cool is like band and is not the same as football, but it is competitive.
Right.
You know, you want to be better than, but you're not physically stopping someone from being better than. Mm-hmm. You want the best performance from everyone out there. You just want your best performance to be better than.
That's right.
And that's what makes it pretty special.
Yeah, and let me tell you, from a guy who had to work the concession stand for a number of years at the Watkins Invitational, Lee, that's a long dang day, buddy.
I mean, it is.
It's a long. How do you keep them just kind of motivated and keep them focused?
The kids like the bus rides a lot. Mm-hmm. So when we're hosting, they don't get that. They jump at every opportunity to volunteer, whether it's the guides or the runners or just the person who is making sure people don't go on and up and down the bleachers when there's a band performing. The kids love helping out. And that's not just with our marching band stuff. We host OMEA events. We host our middle school solo and ensemble. We do all sorts of things. And the kids just jump at every opportunity to help out. And sometimes it's like, okay, I really need help this day. Please, please, please. And sometimes getting a kid who is reluctant to get involved, maybe they didn't march that year, all of a sudden they're making friends with someone who did march, and now they want to be around that person more, and so we maybe even gain someone in the marching band because of that. And that's really cool to see someone convinced to join after they're reluctant to join. You know, there's a fair amount of kids who are, my mom made me do it, and then they're like, I don't know what I would have done if I didn't do it, and we're very thankful for that, too.
So you talked about being the director of bands.
Yeah.
High school level.
Yes.
How many different bands are there? I mean, marching band, I'm sure there's a concert band.
Yeah, there are. Every day I teach four different classes.
Okay.
Percussion ensemble, jazz ensemble, concert band, and symphonic band. So there's two levels of sit-down band, basically. And then our jazz ensemble meets in school and out of school every once or twice a week outside of school, every day in school. And percussion splits into multiple different groups as well. And the stuff that's not in any of those classes would be the pep band. We just meet on the games we're going to play. The marching band is outside of school. And then solo and ensemble time, we have up to 15 small ensembles of like 3-2. And I mean, and they're practicing. I mean, we run ourselves ragged. I know.
I mean, that's the thing. I'm trying to paint the picture of just, you know, what that, because you talked about the elementary school level and the grade school level. Yeah. But I mean, I know that, you know, from being in the band when I was in high school, the nuanced stuff. You mentioned the percussion guy. Do you still, band camp, do you still send the percussion guys away? You guys learn because you just stand in the middle of the field. We all do our stuff around it. Or is that more incorporated now?
It depends on what we're focusing on. Band camp time is pretty structured. Mornings are everyone on the field for drill. Afternoons, everyone separate for music. Evenings back, everyone on the field. And you know, those mornings, we're trying to make sure the guard's learning choreography, but percussion is focused on learning drill. And percussion gets a lot of their own time during the summer. Like they'll have a week of where they have their own sectionals at night. During the season, once a week, they'll have a sectional. So percussion does have a lot of its own focus. Mm-hmm. And that's why, I mean, as a brass player, I don't have the specialization to be able to do that as well as I would like to, but I do have the specialization to do brass as well as I can and woodwinds as well as I can. So hiring those people who know, who can make it happen, is so key. And those aren't even our band directors we have on like full-time staff. These are our supplemental staff who do it on the side. One of our percussion people is a welder. Another one works in cybersecurity. Another one is a flight instructor. Wow. And they all do different things, this because they like it.
Just like a rock band, though. I mean, percussion is what sets the tone.
Yes.
You got to have tight percussion.
Yes. And we're in the midst of percussion tryouts this week. Yeah. Every night for 2 hours, they come in, they try different instruments, and we watch them, see how they handle each thing. And we tell them, like, you're important, and we can't have you disagreeing with each other. You might, though, but you have to put aside anything because we rely on you. Mm-hmm. If the percussion's weak, the band will not take off, no matter what. And there's no other section that has more control over the band than the percussion section. Mm-hmm. They could be the biggest headaches, literally or figuratively, but we still need them, and they recognize that. And I like working with them because they get to hear that. It's not just Mr. Hour being mean. It's Mr. Hour saying, no, we are the most important, but we also have to be demanded to be as well, as perform as well as possible.
Because like Joel said, if it ain't there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everyone knows.
Everybody's going to know about it.
Not just the band people.
real quick, I know a lot of bands try to keep the alumni involved.
Yes.
Alumni nights and that. Is same for you folks?
Yes. We are. We started doing alumni nights after the pandemic. 2021, we did one. 2023, and we are planning to hold one this year in 2025. I think it's the first home game against, Mount Vernon on... I'm looking at my calendar. It's on August 29th is the plan. And we're working to figure out if we can maybe make an official dedication with Mr. Lamb and the family there at our new practice field before that game.
That'd be great.
So I want to get his family. His parents are still alive getting them involved and getting his grandkids. Like his son's a band director too out of town. And so trying to get the whole family there would be great. But of course, that's going to be up to his schedule, not mine.
Sure. You know, and less folks know, you put your money where your mouth is. You still perform. You're with the Heisey, correct?
Yeah, I perform with the Heisey Wind Ensemble, help out with the board of directors, and man, Doug Moran was my high school lesson teacher. And
sorry for that.
he puts up with a lot. He puts up with a lot, and then including his students. But no, we have a blast, and like playing in that trombone section, four of the six of us were all in school together at Ohio State, and we had so much fun playing that group and just giving each other a hard time and hang out after rehearsals. And that group is so special. Like, it's, I know I'm biased, but not every community has a group to that caliber. There's great community bands all over, but to the level the Heisey Wind Ensemble performs at, it is not common and very special. And I know a lot of people here do appreciate it. And that's, you know, we invite students all the time to hear them. My high school band director is playing a featured solo on this upcoming concert, Mr. Shook. And I'm like, I told my students, like, I'm so excited, like, for him to strut his stuff because he's still got it. And it's cool to hear people who are older who still got it, and that's really special.
You kind of think it's a shot at the old guy there, didn't he? He can still get up and move.
No. It's more than move. It's more than move.
Were you into Biddle?
Yeah.
Were you?
I spent 5 years.
How exciting is that?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, that was the second Trestle year all the way through the LSU when they the Florida championship, they lost that one. Uh-huh. So that was awesome. And Jim Trestle, my God, one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Sure.
Yeah. And just, it was such a special experience. And those are all my closest friends still today.
Yeah.
Band directors and Ohio State Marching Band members who I shared the field with.
I heard somebody once tell me those tryouts are more emotional, more draining than anything else.
Yeah, the trombone section cuts about half the people who are trying out every year. And so that was, it was very tough. And it was very, lots of internal, you talk about internal pressure, you know, Mr. Lamb building up the pressure on the job and myself keeping the pressure on myself for the band, the pressure you put on yourself to not make it. And the second year, I think, is harder to make it than the first for a lot of people because you know what the level you got to the previous year, so you got to step it up. And and I got to be a squad leader my last year, and it was just such a great experience in that band. Learned so many valuable lessons, too.
I've had people who told me it's you can't imagine the pressure.
It was awesome.
You're out there.
It was awesome.
Do you do a lot with the alumni band?
When I can. It's not every year.
It's not like you're not too busy.
Yeah. I the first time I ever did it was that Thursday night against Marshall years and years ago.
Yeah.
That was pretty special. And I mean, after my mom passed away, I went back, and that was, I think, the 50th anniversary. So that was pretty cool to be part of that. And so I'll just go periodically.
Yeah.
And it's fun. I don't like the later Michigan game. I liked when it was a week before Thanksgiving because Hyper Friday was always a blast. And going around playing around town and getting people hyped for the Michigan game was pretty special. But I mean, I go to a game a year or two, so
we'll
depends.
Just do a whole show with the Lee Auer years at Cal.
No, we will not.
Maybe an after hours broadcast.
Real quick, I know you know the Reese family has stepped up big with the field. Are you taking donations, though, to help with any part of this project?
So, at this point, yes, technically, but it's not absolutely necessary. The project is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Our hope with any money that is left over that is not being footed by our band parents or the school district or anyone else is whatever's left over at the end is to roll over into an endowment eventually to fund the band long term.
Sure.
That's the next big thing for us now. This project is not winding down, but the financial part of it is winding down. Sure. The Lincoln County Foundation, Leslie Blind, and everyone over there, Mike Schmidt, have been so helpful with getting this off the ground. Mm-hmm. You can donate through them, one-time donations, monthly donations, whatever you are able to do, and that's through their website. Our band website, newarkbands.org, you can donate just directly to the Newark Bands, and that's to our booster organization, the Newark Band Parents Club, and that's available on our website as well. And I mean, a recurring donation of $1 or $2 a month, that goes a long way, whether you think it doesn't or doesn't. Like, it adds up, and that's what we need. Like, I want, like, long-term commitment to something even small makes a huge impact on our kids.
Sure does, no doubt about it. Well, Lee, it's been a pleasure having you in. I'm sure you'll be a little bit busy come the end of summer, but love to get you in just before you guys hit the field for that first game on the 29th of August and just kind of let us know how everything's going.
Yeah, and I want to shout out someone real quick. Sure. Our fine arts secretary, Vicki Howe, she is retiring at the end of this year, and she is a treasure at Newark High School. She doesn't like public recognition of things.
Oh, she's going to love this.
I know. Well, I'm not making her take a picture, so she'll love that. But she is the nicest person, most patient person, and cares deeply about our kids and our staff, and we're going to miss her a lot at the end of this school year. So we're really thankful for her service to the district and our kids and our music program, but we'll miss her so much when this year's over.
I wonder if she'd say the same about you, Lee.
I hope. Certain days.
I don't think you want to ask that question.
Maybe we'll have her in next time.
No, she would not.
Well, Lee, thank you so much. Again, we'll get you back in here as the school year. My gosh, it's hard to believe it's winding down so quickly. But then we'll be having you back in sometime in the summer to talk about the Pride of Marching, our Newark Pride of Marching Band. So it's just fantastic what's happening over there. And wish you guys nothing but the best of luck with the field and
all
that.
Thank
you. It's so well received, and boy, the job the Reese family is doing is just unbelievable in this community.
Yeah, we're so excited.
Yep. So again, appreciate it. It's Lee Auer, Director of Bands, Newark City Schools.